Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I hope you're having a tremendous Friday night. Get ready for a pun. Get ready for a pun. I hope you're having a good Friday. I'm having a good Friday. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. That means I've already been hanging out here with you for 1 hour, and we got three more to go. Super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. Thank you. You could be listening here in Atlanta with me. You could be in New York City. You could be in San Francisco. You could be in Houston, Texas. Shout outs to my folks in San Diego, Portland, Oregon, Hawaii, Alaska, Miami, Boston, Rhode Island, Chicago, Detroit, Montana. What's up, Montana? Yeah, wherever you're listening, just be happy that we're here, okay? You can find me online everywhere, JR Sport Brief. Here, let's see if I can spell JRSPORTBRIEF. We also have a phone number that works here, connected to a lot of lines. The phone number is as follows. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tonight is a special night in the NBA, with Sunday being the last day of the regular season. This is like quitting time for a lot of teams. If you ain't out here just winning a championship, or if you're trying to stay healthy, you just quitting. Like the Dallas Mavericks. The Dallas Mavericks quit. And they wanted to quit. They wanted to lose. And the Dallas Mavericks did. The Chicago Bulls beat them 115-112. Luka Doncic only played 13 minutes and had 13 points. He only played because it was Slovenia night in Dallas, where he's from. And the Mavs wanted to lose. Because what are they going to the play-in for? To get their asses kicked? And then also, if they lose, they have a better chance of keeping their own draft pick. The Mavs chose their draft pick over going to the, or maybe going to the playoffs. A matter of fact, that game just ended. Take a listen. This is from the Mavs TV, Bally Sports.
Airplane Mode Jones, that is his nickname, a former slam dunk champion. Here's A.J. Lawson. Lawson, a deep three! And it's way off target. Ntilikina trying to save it in. McKinley right in the corner! Off the top of the backboard, and the game is over. That loss eliminates Dallas from play-in tournament contention, which certainly seemed like it was already trending in that direction given the events of this most unusual day. This most unusual game comes to a conclusion.
Very unusual. so unusual that Jason Kidd had a press conference before the game to basically tell everybody, things changed. We not going to try to win this game. Listen to Jason Kidd pregame.
We were fighting for our lives and understanding this is the situation we're in, but the organization has made a decision to change. And so, we have to go by that. And that's, just something that happens. And so the guys that are playing, we got to go out there and put our best foot forward. And we talked about that this afternoon. And the guys that are playing are going to go out to try to play to win.
Oh, Jason, what could you elaborate? What's the change, Jason? What's the change? He should have just said, yeah, we've decided, we changed our minds, and we just trying to lose. He should have finished the sentence. And, oh, yeah, but Jason, are you okay with, like, losing on purpose, Jason? Are you fine with this? Listen to what Jason said.
Do you agree with the decision?
Yes, those are my bosses, so yes.
As long as that money rolls in. Jason Kidd is also the guy who spilled the drink intentionally to get a timeout. He also, never mind. I won't get into off-the-court things. But anyway.
Tyshawn Taylor, I remember that.
Excuse me?
Tyshawn Taylor with the Nets. I remember that. Good call.
I'm glad you stayed away from everything I didn't reference about off-the-court. But congratulations to Jason Kidd. Upstanding individual. Anyway, continuing on. We had another team that didn't play nobody tonight. We have quite a few teams that ain't playing nobody. I just left this game. The Philadelphia, I don't even know if I can call them the 76ers. They just, I don't know what the hell you call them. They might as well be the Delaware Blue, whatever they call it, a G League team. Because they sent a bunch of guys out onto the court. And the Hawks fans literally yelled at them, "Who are you?" It was a great chant. Very entertaining. But they beat the Hawks 136 to 131. Congratulations to Trae Young. He had a career-high 20 assists and a loss. 27 points, 20 assists and a loss. But the Hawks don't play no damn defense. And they got beat by a bunch of G Leaguers. And so now, and the 76ers didn't even put Joel Embiid on the plane. He didn't even come down to Atlanta, Georgia. And so we got some first-round matchups that are set in the East, okay? Sixers are going to now take on the Brooklyn Nets. The Cleveland Cavaliers, this has been set for a few days, they're going to take on the New York Knicks. And then for the play-in tournament, the Heat will take on the Hawks, who are in the 8th seed. The Raptors will take on the Bulls. Yeah, those same Bulls that just... There's a bunch of nobodies. The nobody Bulls with no Levine and no DeRozan. They beat the Dallas Mavericks nobodies with Luka Doncic only playing 13 minutes. And welcome to the NBA. And oh yeah, by the way, there are a bunch of nobodies right now for the Phoenix Suns. They are taking on the Los Angeles Lakers and winning 34-30. The Lakers players? Yeah. LeBron is playing. Anthony Davis is playing. D'Angelo Russell is playing, and they're getting beat by Torrey Craig, Josh Okogie, Bismack Biyombo, Cam Payne, and Landry Shamet. That's what happens when you don't play defense. I'll keep you updated on the Los Angeles Lakers. I guess they have a choice or a chance at things. Just, what a wild night. And this is the part that stinks is it feels like it's all happening at one time because it's the end of the season. But then the larger point is this happens in smaller doses throughout the rest of the year. And so we'll keep you updated as we continue on with the night. Bunch of loser-ass teams. And you know what? If I was a Mavs fan right now, I'd be embarrassed. Maybe this is Mark Cuban's way at getting back at the NBA. I don't know. Anyway, there was somebody today who actually, he lost. Well, he's a loser. He didn't try to lose on purpose. And it took place in Augusta, Georgia. This is Rory McIlroy. And so look, the Masters is going on right now. It's taking place out in Augusta. It's raining. Here in Atlanta, it's not raining yet, but it got ridiculously windy. I'm expecting it to rain horses and cows and cats and whatever else rains in a few hours. And so the weather's got a little crazy. I saw a tree came down and there's rain stoppages and suspensions, all of this stuff. But somebody who's basically cooked is Rory McIlroy. The man who came in second last year has now missed the cut for the second time in 3 years. He was the runner-up. He's five shots over 77 in the second round. And it was only a few days. Was it even a few days ago? Yeah, maybe it was. Tiger Woods. Before we even got started yesterday, Tiger Woods was sitting down at his press conference and he's just like, oh, yeah, I think Rory McIlroy is eventually going to win another one. Well, he might win another one. It ain't coming this year. Listen to Tiger.
He will. It's just a matter of time. Rory has the talent. He has the game. He has all the tools to win here. It's just a matter of time. It takes, I mean, a lot of things have to happen to win at this golf course. A lot of things have to go right. And I think Rory has shown over the years that he's learned, you know, how to play this golf course. You just have to understand how to play it.
Man, he played himself out of it. He declined interviews afterwards. Is he going to win another one, another championship, another major? I guess one day it'll just all click for him. He got close last year, came in second. Scottie Scheffler beat him. 2014 is the last time Rory McIlroy just won a major. He's supposed to be the next wonder kid. He's 33 years old right now. He finished second last year. Hey, Shep, you mentioned this before the break. He has elderly people in front of him.
That's not hyperbole, JR. I mean, you alluded to this. I mean, Fred Couples, and he's the oldest. There was another 63-year-old that did this very recently. The name is, I have it on the tip of my tongue, but Fred Couples at 63 years old, 30 years Rory senior, made the cut at the Masters. Rory did not, who's supposed to be a man on a mission, a solo act against LIV Golf, and was going to win this year's Masters, and he did anything but.
It's all in between his ears. That's it.
JR, he had four majors, and this is, and you know, listen, you tell me if this makes
he
you
almost had
Tiger.
His the other at 22.
Right. Well, I want to say 2012. He led going into the back nine, and I think he was up four shots, and he just completely crumbled on the back nine, and he won four majors. Like you said, by the age of 25, it makes you appreciate Tiger because we thought Rory was going to be the next guy. He wasn't. And then who would you think the next guy was going to be? Jordan Spieth. He wasn't. And then we thought Koepka was going to be the next guy. He wasn't.
At least Koepka, by the way, he's leading right now. What is he, five shots under?
He's minus 12, I believe. I think he's four ahead of Rahm and then five ahead of the amateur kid out of Texas A&M. But, JR, Koepka hasn't won in 5 years. Or 4 years. He hasn't won in four. He has not won a major in 4 years. It just makes you appreciate how consistently great and superior Tiger was compared to everybody else. He's not going to be duplicated in our lifetime.
Yeah, Tiger Woods right now. He's pretty much on the cut line, and as they get, well, they hope to resume tomorrow. They don't want to drag this tournament out into Monday, which would absolutely suck. You don't know who's going to come out on top. I'll put it to you this way. It's all in between his ears. That's it. Like, when you get your ass kicked this much and get this close this many times, it's all in between your ears. And I agree with Tiger Woods. He's young enough. The math says enough. Like, if you have to look at the averages, and like, he going to be out there swinging for another what? At minimum, unless he gets tired of losing, unless he gets, How many more years you think? Well, even in his peak and prime, he's going to be around another 10 years. He's going to win another one, don't you think? I guess not.
Screen Nicole, say that one more time, JR.
He's 33 years old.
Yes. No, I got that part.
He's going to be around in his peak for at least another, I'd say, 7 to 10 years physically. the averages, if you do the math, he's bound to win another one unless his brain just stays freaked out.
I can't. So the guy I think of in terms of the gap between winning majors, 2008 U.S. Open, Tiger, that was the last major he won up until the 2019 Masters. And he had that great moment with his kid, obviously, and it kind of was, you know, very reminiscent of what he had with his father, Earl, back in 97. Outside of that, JR, can you think of a golfer that was so dominant and then went a decade and then won another major? I can't.
No, unless you're, I mean.
Tiger's the only one. Tiger's the only one I can think of where they went a decade and then won another major.
And they had to, I mean, he got his body beaten by his wife and then he got a car accident. So,
right.
I mean, no. But he's young. He's young. Well, he's younger, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, but JR, you said it, though. And it just seemed I don't know if he has the same length. I don't know if he hits the same kind of irons in terms of the greens, the way that Koepka does, the way that Colin does. Even Rahm. I mean, they just overpower Rory. I just think the competition has drastically caught up. And I know he's ranked in the top three, but that's only because, JR, remember this. If you play and live golf, you don't get those points in world rankings. So guys like, you know, Rahm DeChambeau and
but even
you know
if
what I
we,
mean?
Even if we plug those guys from LIV back in,
right?
He has been competitive at or near the top. I mean, top 10 finishes. It's not like he has completely fallen off the face of the earth. It's not like he has, like he got the yips. Like he's missing every free throw now or... he can't find the strike zone. He's not washed.
No,
and
he's
so
not.
I think it only takes one day to show up where everything clicks and you win. He almost had it last year, but you know what? Almost doesn't count. Be nice if it did. Better luck next year to Rory McIlroy. When he comes back next year, he'll be 34 years old. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods is here on the cut line. And Shep is correct. Brooks Koepka is number one, tops on the leaderboard at 12 under. And Tiger Woods, he should continue on. I think he's made a 22 consecutive cuts moving on. Let's see what happens over the weekend. I'm going to be staying tuned, and I hope that things can stay dry. I don't have too much hope, but the weather here in Georgia is always unpredictable. Hey, at least Rory McIlroy tried. Unlike them Dallas Mavericks. Bunch of quitters. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. I cannot even call the next guy a quitter. When we come back, I'm going to just tell you about someone who just might as well not exist. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, JR. My first time calling you, and I find you to be an excellent guy to listen to, so good luck. I hope you never lose this slot because, really, you're so bright and intelligent, and you cover it all, and I'm very happy to listen to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Los Angeles Lakers are currently losing to the Phoenix Suns 50-49. All of the Suns starters are out of the game. About 4.5 minutes left in the first half. I don't even know what Phoenix Sun is writhing around here, holding his knee on the floor. When I figure out who the hell it is, I'll let you know, but he is in massive pain here. Is that Bismack? Yeah, Bismack.
Yeah, did he commit the foul? If it's AD, it's definitely Bismack. He's been in the NBA forever now.
Yeah, Bismack Biyombo looked like he might as well have hyperextended his knee there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Maybe, I don't know. Nobody, who's playing, right? I don't know.
Share that.
It's not like the Phoenix Suns are going to grab somebody out of the Lakers crowd, but they probably could. What a disaster this crap is. And oh yeah, by the way, Jason Kidd, he just spoke a few minutes ago. So we will hear from Jason Kidd, knowing that the Dallas Mavericks intentionally tanked tonight's game, knowing that they are no longer eligible for the postseason at all or that stupid play-in. We'll hear from Jason Kidd momentarily. And then I'm going to tell you about an NBA player who just might as well be a ghost. And it's hard for him to disappear because he's big as hell. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Joe is here from North Carolina. What's up, Joe?
How you doing? Yeah, it seems like to me, I mean, I don't have the statistics right in front of me, but teams that tank, it never works out because there's maybe it angers the basketball gods. You know, I remember one time the Bulls wanted to tank with Jordan, and Jordan said, no way. And he played and got them in the playoffs anyway. And that's an example for the other players that are still there that, no, we're going to win. It's almost like going against, you know, like I said, the basketball gods are not happy. And the bigger, the better pick they get, well, it never works out, doesn't seem like to me.
So. Well, I mean, San Antonio Spurs, a little bit different of a situation. David Robinson, he went down. They decided not to win anything. And the next thing you know, they ended up with both him and Tim Duncan. How'd that work out for them for the better part of 20 years? I hear what you're saying. There's no guarantees in it. Here's this. Jason Kidd talked about tanking, even though he didn't, you know, go deep in depth into it, but he just spoke. And Jason Kidd said, man, we weren't out here quitting on the season. Listen to this.
Understanding it's not so much waving the white flag. It's, you know, decisions sometimes are hard in this business. And you have to make hard decisions. And we're trying to build a championship team.
What? You can't dress this up any other way. What is the hard decision? Jason Kidd keeps speaking in code. We weren't waving the white flag, but we were making hard decisions. What exactly was that hard decision? To lose on purpose? Come on now. Jason Kidd continued on. He said, yeah, there's room for us to improve. Okay.
We can improve on everything. When you look at the defensive schemes, understanding the offensive schemes and putting players in better positions, we'll have a little bit more time. But understanding this roster, it's always dictated on the roster.
Jason Kidd doesn't need to speak anymore, man. We got to hear Jason Kidd a few more times over the next, I don't know, week. Jason Kidd will talk on Sunday when the Mavericks take on the Spurs. Jason Kidd will speak again at the end of the season. But after that, we don't need to hear from Jason Kidd. If he's a politician, he'd be an uninspiring one. It's terrible. 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Baltimore. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, JR?
What's on your mind?
A first-time caller, man. I got a couple of questions about Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens. Two questions about Lamar. So do you think if Lamar had an agent, do you think he would be out of Baltimore right now or would he have signed a deal with Baltimore? And
let me answer one at a time because my brain isn't that fast.
Okay, all right.
I actually had that conversation with somebody this evening because that's even here in Atlanta, people want to know about Lamar Jackson. And so a couple of hours ago, we were talking about him and not having an agent and what would happen. And he needs an agent and this and that. I think all an agent would have told him is, hey, man, you ain't getting no guaranteed deal. Well, that's it. I think that's the only thing that would have been different. And so I think he might have just shot outside of his range. I think Lamar Jackson at this point is going to have to settle. And so, yeah, if he had an agent, I think things would have been different. I don't think he would have got different money. I think there would have been just a realization that, hey, you're not getting that contract that Deshaun Watson got.
Okay, and do you think he's going to hold out this year?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Somebody told me also today that they believe that he will. I don't know. I wouldn't do it if I were him, but hey, he doesn't have a long-term deal, and I feel like he's losing leverage, and I think he's overshot his shot. So I got no clue, man. I'm up in the air just like you, David. I don't have any additional insight.
Okay, and one more question about boxing, about Tank Davis, and I listen to your show every night. I don't hear y'all talking about boxing too much, but he's going to be fighting pretty soon, but do you watch boxing? Do y'all
I actually hosted Tank Davis not this one, but the fight before against Garcia. I hosted that press conference in D.C. That was me on Showtime.
Okay.
Yeah, so yes, I'm a massive boxing fan, and I think Gervonta Tank Davis is going to end up punching Ryan Garcia in the chest enough where Ryan quits. He has no chest. Sorry.
All right. I'm just looking at but I can't see. But I always been following sports all my life, so. But it's
me
nice
too.
Talking to you, man. Y'all have a blessed night, man.
You as well, David. Thank you for calling from Baltimore, home of Gervonta Tank Davis. Yeah, I would talk about boxing every show, but how much boxing is there to talk about? Speaking of boxing, well, not next week, but the week after that, we'll have a conversation. George Foreman will join us here on CBS Sports Radio. So if you like boxing and you want to hear from George Foreman and his new film, and we're going to talk to George himself. Hey, Shep, you ever use one of them Foreman grills?
If you ask me in a week and a half, yes. Right now, no.
Okay. This is research. Does George Foreman still sell Foreman grills?
Well, his name is certainly on it. I don't know if he has proprietary in it.
If his name is still on, it's being sold somewhere, right?
Yeah, he's too much of an entrepreneur to not still be involved in the game if he's still alive. There's no way he doesn't sell.
I can go to Amazon and buy a George Foreman. Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. If people's culinary tastes have changed over the past 20 and 30 years. I haven't seen a George Foreman grill. A lot of the places I think you would buy one don't exist. Like Sears, does Sears exist?
I don't think Sears is around anymore.
Well,
no.
There you go. The Kmart, all the Kmarts are gone, right?
I have no idea. I know Walmart's still around. We know this.
Oh, my God. Walmart. Yeah, exactly. Walmart has whooped all of the asses.
Yeah.
You can buy a George Foreman grill on Amazon.
Not surprised.
Yeah, not at all. Hey, Marco, man, you ever use one of them George Foreman grills?
Hell yeah, man. That was my life as a, one-bedroom apartment. Me single for who knows how long. I pretty much made every meal on a George Foreman grill.
What were you making? I've never used one either, so.
Oh, I just grilled just chicken or burgers, whatever. Yeah.
Wow. So this was before, what are these new things? The air fryer.
Oh, way before the air fryer. I have an air fryer, but I don't know if I've ever really used it. I do have another whatever, kind of like a Foreman grill, but it's different. It's bigger, and it's supposed to be, nicer and better, and it's good. But, yeah, the Foreman was like the first one that you could have. Tiny little thing, man. You got a small apartment. You got nowhere to go. No kitchen counter space. Now you get every meal off that.
How long did it take to just, get some grilled chicken out of that? Simple, chicken breast. How long would that take?
Not long. It didn't take long to cook on the George Foreman grill. I had the grill on both sides, so you didn't have to flip. Right. The only thing that sucked was after you use the thing after a while.
Clean it.
You got to clean it every time, but much as you clean it, just like any other grill, it still, leaves a little residue. So when you opened it, chicken would be stuck. The burgers would be stuck. You lose half the damn thing and trying to, peel it off. I mean, the things you go through when you're single, broke, and hungry.
So 2 weeks from now, do we need to have a conversation with George Foreman about this? Do we need to tell him about this?
About the Foreman grill? I would say thank you. Yeah, for me
personally. Oh, no, I was going to tell him about the bad stuff.
You know what?
No,
I mean,
leave that alone.
You know how many meals Foreman helped me make for myself, my fat ass, when I was actually in shape back in the day, 20 years ago, making grilled chicken in my tiny little bedroom in my apartment? He helped me out. George helped me out.
George Foreman. I'm going to tell George that.
It was either that or tuna, JR. I didn't really have a lot of options. I wasn't exactly a chef here. I could make a tuna sandwich, I could make turkey and cheese, or I could cook on the Foreman grill. That was pretty much it. That's 7 days a week.
That sounds like the diet that Zion needs.
Probably. See, the thing is that I had no money. So, you get a different diet when you have no choice. Zion's got a couple of options in front of him, and unfortunately he can't put the fork down.
He's still big.
Yeah.
That guy, I don't know. Maybe we need to get Zion a George Foreman grill. Yeah, I'll work on that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about Zion because he can't stay healthy. And then there's even a New York Met. He wants to play. And the New York Mets got clowned online today because they got a jersey sponsor from a hospital. I'll fill you in on all these injured human beings on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, every time I get into an Uber, I always turn the Uber drivers onto your show. We talk about sports. Tell them how awesome you are.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to all the Uber drivers out there, all the Lyft drivers, all the truck drivers. If you happen to be behind the wheel of a vehicle and you making money, or you gonna go make money, much love to you. Go ahead and get that cash. Anyway, you know what? I'm going to talk about Zion at the top of the hour. I want to get to this real quick. Amongst all of the losers tonight, and unfortunately that's a theme, Dallas Mavericks wanted to lose. They lost. Congratulations. No playoffs. The 76ers beat the Hawks with a bunch of nobodies. The Hawks didn't want to lose, but they did. They don't play no damn defense. We talked about Rory McIlroy. He lost. Didn't make the cut for the Masters. Last year, he came in second. This year, he ain't even moving on to the second half of the damn tournament. The New York Mets are a baseball team. You knew that already. They play out in Queens, New York. The New York Mets had their home opener today in Queens, New York against the Marlins, and they beat them 9-3. Great. Good for them. But as we are kind of looking at injuries right now, Justin Verlander is a New York Met. The New York Mets have been spending money hand over fist. They have Steve Cohen, one of the richest human beings on earth. He owns the Mets. The other owners hate his guts. He is so damn rich. He gave a 40-year-old Justin Verlander a 2-year, $86 million contract between Max Scherzer, who's 38, and Justin Verlander. They're each making $43 million a year. They're at the top of the rotation. And if you know anything about baseball, pitching is fragile as hell. You could be here today and healthy today, and you could be gone tomorrow. Justin Verlander missed his first start of the season because of some soreness, kind of in his underarm. And so he was ramping up to get ready to start about a week ago when the season got underway, and then he didn't go. The New York Mets put him on the injured list. And this is the same Justin Verlander who just helped the Astros win another championship. It's the same Justin Verlander who had Tommy John surgery in 2020 and came back, had 28 starts, and won himself a Cy Young Award. He hasn't started 30 or more games since 2019, but Steve Cohen has so much money, he doesn't care. And Justin Verlander spoke to the media prior to beating the Marlins in the home opener. And Verlander, in his New York Mets cap, which is still an adjustment to look at, Justin Verlander said, Oh, yeah, you can expect me back sooner than later. Listen to this.
Progressing well. Feel like I really turned a corner a couple days ago. The kind of general soreness that I was having is really dissipating quickly. So just kind of, all positive signs. Just waiting for that to really completely go away before I step on the gas.
Okay. Why not? And the New York Mets, from their perspective, they said, okay, wait a minute. Not so fast. We'll take our time with our 40-year-old pitcher. And the New York Mets starting rotation, although they're spending quite a bit of cash on it, these guys are still old. Justin Verlander, I told you, he's 40. Max Scherzer is 38 at the end of each season more recently. I feel like Max Scherzer has a dead arm or he's fatigued. Last season, his side was hurting him. How's he getting through a full year? Carlos Carrasco is 36 years old. Jose Quintana, who they brought in, he's 34. He's already going to miss half the season. And you got the Japanese guy, Kodai Senga. He's the young guy of the group, 30 years old. He's throwing that forkball. Hey, Shep, have you seen that pitch that he throws? That
I have
ghost?
Not.
What they call it, a ghost fork? Ghost fork, it's like a splitter and a slider. It just cuts down, disappears, and gets you out. And so the New York Mets, they've been the butt of many jokes today. Because we know everybody's about money. And I guess if you're Steve Cohen and you're worth about $18 billion, you're about money too. The New York Mets announced that they have a jersey sponsorship with New York Presbyterian Hospital. And with Justin Verlander hurting, with Max Scherzer being old and getting slapped around, with Jose Quintana out for half the season, Edwin Diaz, we know he injured himself celebrating in the World Baseball Classic. He was the last Met announced on opening day. And he walked up the dugout steps and stood at the top of it with his crutches while they played his horns and the fans clapped. It was a nice moment, but it was also sad. A lot of fans found it quite ironic that the New York Mets have a hospital as their jersey sponsor. New York Presbyterian Hospital sponsoring the New York Mets. And we've seen some dumb names over the years. Every time I see the Lakers, I go, Crypto.com Arena? I forgot what basketball team. There's a basketball team that has Chime on its chest. Hey, Shep, you think the Yankees will ever get one of them stupid patches?
No. They're the cornerstone of any single North American professional franchise. They're not going to do us dirty like that, JR.
The Yankees will never, ever get it. A couple of folks were mad when the Yankees put the Nike logo on the front. I think one day the Yankees might, man. Don't say never.
Oh, I'll say never
never.
Let's put it this way. Do the Steinbrenners still own the team?
Then
the answer is absolutely, unequivocally, undoubtedly no.
Okay. I think if they can find something that fits, I think the Yankees would. But is there possibly a brand that would fit like the Yankees? There is nothing.
They are the brand.
Yeah, correct. There's nothing else. You ain't going, and luxury goods, they're not trying to appeal to baseball fans. For the life of me, please help me out. What good is New York Presbyterian Hospital? What does New York Presbyterian Hospital get out of having a patch on the New York Yankees jerseys? Am I missing something here? Are people going to line up to go to New York Presbyterian Hospital? Like, I'm sure there's additional activation surrounding it. I'm sure, right? Like, they got tickets, they got a suite, but What does a hospital get out of being a jersey sponsor?
Well, JR, I do think there is visibility.
For a hospital?
That comes with it. I do. I mean, I'm trying to think. Like, you have Sinai. I'm just trying to think of what you
New
have
York City in New York. Is, yeah. New York City is gigantic. It's big as hell. Everybody is not going to New York. If I'm going to a hospital, I'm going to the hospital because it's close to me. It's not like shopping, you know. It's not like I got options. And I'm like, oh, well, the New York Mets put Spotify on the side of their jerseys and the Phillies have Apple Music on theirs. It's a hospital, you know?
Well, JR, you do know this, being from New York. There are, and I don't think most people realize this, there are more than 60 hospitals in New York City. Just name, just company-wise. Obviously, like, there's different, you know, municipalities and localities with hospitals, but there's more than 60. It's a stiff competition, and you can only go places sometimes because of what your insurance or insurance won't take.
That's what I'm saying. If my ass is in trouble, well, first, who wants to go to a hospital? The answer is nobody. Nobody wants to go to a hospital. If you're going to a hospital, it's because you need to. That's just, or you work there. That's it. That's it. There's no other reason to go. And so I find it odd that the New York Mets got New York Presbyterian in a big old patch, by the way. It's not no small patch. It looks stupid and out of place. And then there was also jokes about how the logo is in the Phillies colors. It's gray with red lettering. And so the New York Mets owner, Steve Cohen, said, oh, yeah, we're gonna adjust the patch and make it more Metsy to kind of fit the uniform more. And I'm like, do you need this, Steve Cohen? The New York Mets were going to put a patch on their jersey. Oh, why isn't it like Delta or something like that? Doesn't Delta have a big board in center field, Shep? Don't they sponsor something?
I do not know that, but better than Spirit Airlines. I'll tell you that much, JR.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think Spirit Airlines has a budget to sponsor anything. Spirit Airlines. They make you pay for, a seatbelt, right?
Hey, not to get too political, probably, but I'm so glad this current administration allowed airlines to not be monopolized by JetBlue. I'll just leave it there.
You don't like JetBlue?
I just think no airline should have a monopoly over every other single airline, because then I think you reduce competition, and then it incentivizes.
JetBlue was trying to buy Spirit?
I believe so, yep.
Oh.
And the administration jumped in and said, you know what, prices, we can't go too much higher. It's already expensive as is. We're not going to allow you to hijack this industry. Absolutely not.
Let Spirit charge people for seat belts, air masks. I bet you if a mask fell from the ceiling, God forbid, Spirit probably charge you for that if they needed to. They charge for everything. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Somebody who doesn't have to worry about the charges is Zion Williamson. He makes a lot of money, and he doesn't do anything but rehab. What a life. I'm going to tell you the next time you'll see Zion, or maybe not. And I'll give you an update on these Lakers and more. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things, TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount+.
Odyssey's I'm Listening is our commitment to more mental health conversations. Dr. Christine Moutier of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention talks about the daily change of emotions and mental wellness.
Yeah, mental health and emotions are extremely dynamic, meaning they change. That's the most remarkable thing, to start to see crisis moments become less and less intense or less frequent.
Talk saves lives. For more mental health conversations, visit imlistening.org.
BetUS.com is back for our 20th year of NFL action. With the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%, BetUS offers our members the chance to cash in on all your favorite sports. Sign up at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS, where the game begins.